Hey guys, this is Lunch Break with Maria Rose, featuring my no account opinion on today's hottest topics. And we have guest host Uncle Derek. Oh my gosh, we're so excited to have him. We love his opinion.
Thank you.
Yeah, so let's get right into it. Okay, Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga. Okay, Bradley Cooper directed a movie, A Star is Born. Lady Gaga is the lead actress. He's the lead actor. They fell in love. He has a wife and a toddler child, but they've fallen in love.
You know, here's the thing. When I saw Bradley Cooper and his wife, I was like, wow, he's one of the luckiest guys in the world because she's one of the most beautiful women in the world. But having found out that he has fallen in love with Lady Gaga because they connected on a deeper level, I can honestly say I'm not surprised. There is something about a deeper level that simply resonates and outdistances those superficial things like how beautiful a person is. And my heart goes out to her, especially during this holiday season. My heart goes out to his wife. And as for Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga, all I can say is, you know, I wish them well. And happy holidays, happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Well, my opinion on Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga, new tete-a-tete, if you will, is that one never knows what was going on with Bradley Cooper and his wife. And I'm not even going to try to delve into that. I'll give respect to both sides and say that, well, he's found maybe his soulmate, we hope, with Lady Gaga's new love or whatever. That's a tough thing to really weigh judgment on, other than the fact you just give blessings to both, to Bradley Cooper's ex-wife and to Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga and the child that I believe Bradley Cooper has with his wife also as well. Other than that, I really don't know what to say other than maybe, you know, he loves her singing or something, or the fact that she likes to wear meat suits. I don't know, but...
or
he's still dealing with a hangover. I don't know, but... but that's, I'll digress and leave it at that.
It's just a testimony to the fact, get your personality up, folks. Women are so busy at the Mac store when they need to be going to charm school, right? Honestly, I have found that being able to laugh with a man will take you much further than being beautiful. So, and I never believed in the union. You guys know I keep it real. I never believed in their union in the first place. She was just so beautiful and so awesome, and he's so handsome, and it looked so staged. It didn't look like they were best friends. And if you don't marry your best friend, then you are going to get divorced. Just call the lawyer. As soon as you get married, just get a lawyer on, you know? Just have him on the, you know.
Speed dial.
Have a lawyer on speed dial. If you don't marry your best friend. Because marriage is a long time. And you know what? People only look good for about 3 months. So after that, it all goes. Very slowly but surely. Sad but true. Moving on to news that has shook the world. The current president, Trump, has decided to not further investigate the Khashoggi murder. He posted online, we are not going to delve into it. We're not going to look any further. We are shutting down any investigation. And I'm mad.
You know, any reasonable person with half of political understanding and brain would understand, no, you don't shut down negotiations and trade with a whole nation because one man's life is unfortunately lost. But what Trump missed was an opportunity to display the outrage of the loss of human life, because if there's one thing the United States represents as a beacon to the world, it is the human rights of just one individual. And that's what Khashoggi was. He was one individual for which outrage could have been expressed from our American president, he missed the moment. And as he's missed other moments, and that's unfortunate.
Yes, I'm completely dismayed by the president's take or his stance on discontinuing any further investigation with this murder. And that's simply what it is, murder. The president essentially has bartered murder to the highest bidder for his own personal gain. And that's an atrocity on so many levels. It's beyond comprehension how a president who's supposed to epitomize everything that's virtuous in a human being for this country, and the antithesis of that is he epitomizes everything that's wrong with our society as a world and as a country and as a nation. It's deplorable, it's despicable. And I not only pray for him, and I pray for the family of Khashoggi, but I also pray for every decent-blooded human being in the world. May God have mercy on us all.
Absolutely. I'm outraged. I cannot believe. He always, you know, you think that he's reached his low, and he finds a new low. It is unfathomable what he has accomplished in such little time in terms of making the American public not believe in the political administration that we have so trusted. It's pretty incredible. I just honestly, I'm just reminded, this is just another reminder, that he was not fit to be president. So many events have proven that to be true. President Obama said it. He said it just before he got elected. He is not fit to be president. It's a conflict of interest. I don't even care if he was sane. He's clearly out of his mind. He clearly needs medication. 100% needs medication. But it's deeper than that. He has a conflict of interest. He is doing business. He has a hotel in Saudi Arabia. Conflict of interest. And this is why they made that clause. You cannot, and he was smart to put the business technically under his children's name, so he doesn't have anything in his name. But that's why that law was made, that a president cannot have financial interest in the country, because it does blur the vision. He can't even see a murder in his own face, because he knows that it will kill his company. Very sad, very sad. You know, as we follow Trump, you know, it's just literally a series of unfortunate events. And by the time his administration is over, we'll all be able to have a big party. Can't wait for that. But, you know, we always end lunch break on a high note, because guess what? There's bad news in the world, but there's good news too. And we're not going to forget about that. So, Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade, they had a baby. They were busy.
You know, I was really proud to see how she was very public about her surrogate. I wish Beyonce had done that with her first child. But you know what? When we know better, we do better. I'm happy that Beyonce went on to have the second child herself. The first child she said she carried, but she didn't. And there was evidence to show it. But no shade, no tea. God bless Beyonce. But what I'm saying is, Gabrielle Union let the world know, I'm not carrying this baby. Another woman is. But I'm going to go to the hospital, and I'm going to get in a bed, and I'm going to receive the baby into my arms as though I had had her. Because this is the closest I'll be able to come to that birthing experience. And I'm just really proud of her for being honest about her very personal journey.
Whatever Gabrielle Union's reason was, in her decision to have a surrogate. I think it's a beautiful thing that she has welcomed. Boy, I'm losing it, y'all.
You're fine. Say it. Bring it.
I'm happy for her and Dwayne Wade. And I applaud her for her courage and her honesty and her openness to share her decision and their decision, if you will, in this new birth, this life, if you will, this blessing in her life and his life, no matter how it comes. She says she's going to be a wonderful mother. He obviously is a wonderful father, so that's a very blessed child. So I'm very happy for them, and it's another member to the Wade family. Congratulations.
100%. You know, bring on the surrogacy, okay? Let me tell you, I'd have 10 kids if I could afford a surrogate. I just, pregnancy has never been for me. It's never been for me. It's very gory. It's too much. I didn't enjoy one second of it. The girls know. I'm like, it's a miracle you're here. I can't believe I got through it. It was just a very hard experience for me. I was sick the entire time. Birth was just, you know, death on a platter. It was hard. So the fact that she could afford to circumvent that whole process, kudos to money, kudos to you for being proud of the fact that science makes things happen. Okay, you know, can't get, like, some people, they used to travel to say hello and now we just call, right? You can't get mad at us. You like sometimes people say, oh well, it's not natural, you know. It's like, well, you can't make something natural from being unnatural. We're not there yet. I'm not saying that that can't happen, but I say that we're not there yet technologically. You can't, when the cells do what they do, that's very natural, right? When the sperm meets the egg, that's 100% natural. How that happens, I mean, nowadays, you can do it in your own private time, or you can do it in a lab. And I'm so happy for them. Side note, we all remember the baby that Dwayne Wade had on the side when they broke up. And I'm not going to mention that, but I am. So here's the thing. That was a little much, okay? If I take a month break from somebody, I don't expect them to have a baby. Right? That was a little much. That was what they call extra. I think that's where that colloquial came into play. That was extra. Okay? I just needed a 30-day break. I didn't need another child in the wings. So that was, you know, we forgive you, Dwayne, for that. But, I mean, come on. So hopefully they're past that, and I am so excited about the future of their family, including the other child, because you know what? Hey, he's here now, and every baby is a blessing, I believe. So I'm so glad that Gab, you took him back, because honestly, a good man is a good man is a good man, and we all make mistakes. And be it far from me to not try to revive something that has genuine life. And I'm so happy for you guys. I wish the best for you. Your baby looks beautiful. I can't wait to see your special on OWN. They're gonna be on the OWN channel, you guys. Oprah is doing an interview with them, so go look up the OWN schedule and find out when that episode is airing in your location. But we're gonna go ahead and call it. It's a wrap, you guys. You know, we keep it real. You know, we keep it funky. And you know, we keep it our no account opinion. We don't know what we're saying. We're evolving. Okay. We don't know what we're talking about. We're just giving our opinion. Just like you guys. This is Lunch Break with Maria Rose. Thanks for listening, guys. Talk to you later.